The Florida State men's basketball team is on a 5-game winning streak, and it's not just any winning streak. The run includes a 33-point blowout of North Carolina, a team then ranked number 3 in the country, and, more recently, a buzzer beater that ended Duke's 45-game home court unbeaten streak. Joining me now is Palm Beach Post sports writer Tom DeAngelo. Tom, after opening 5-0 this season, the Seminoles hit the skids when they faced some tougher competition. What were the expectations for FSU coming into the season?
Well, they were very high. This has been kind of a 10-year project for Leonard Hamilton, and it's been very difficult. You know, until 3 years ago, he had not even made the tournament. But the last 3 years, they have bought into his philosophy of defense, 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 which is how they have now climbed to the kind of top tier of ACC teams. Last year, they got as far as they've gone in the NCAA tournament, and they had such a veteran team coming back. So the expectations were really high, and things were going along pretty good. But, you know, for all these teams, things go along pretty good early in basketball because most of them play competition well beneath them. And then all of a sudden, they're 0-2 in the Ivy League. You know, to lose to two Ivy League schools. They played Connecticut well. They got blown out by Michigan State. They got blown out by Florida. Things started teetering there at that point.
Well, what changed that made this team capable of beating Duke and North Carolina?
It changed after the loss to Clemson. They lost by 20. Their defense was ragged. But after Clemson, things started clicking. And although they came back with 6 seniors, most of those seniors were put in kind of unfamiliar roles. Luke Laux was not a starting point guard last year. Peterson although he's a senior, he's a graduate student. He's a transfer. It's his first season. So they had players who kind of had to learn different roles. And I spoke to Leonard Hamilton earlier this week, and he believes it took, you know, 6 losses for them to just start kind of understanding each other. And he thinks that played a part in their, you know, their lack of development early.
Florida State will see Duke again, of course, and they got another game against Clemson, who blew them out by 20, as you mentioned. How do you think the Seminoles will fare in the ACC the rest of the season?
If they don't revert to the team that we saw that lost 3 in a row early in the year, that lost to Princeton and Harvard, it's set up for them. And the reason being is, you know, they lead the ACC now 5-1. The only other team besides Duke left in their schedule that's ranked is number 19, Virginia. I'll tell you, it's really set up for them to have their best season ever in the ACC. You know, they're looking at a top 3. They're 4 at the worst seeding in the NCAA tournament if you finish, you know, 1 or 2 in the ACC.
It certainly sounds as if you're looking at this team as a lock to make the tournament rather than somebody scrapping to get to the dance.
Barring any really bad upsets, they're certainly in. I look at the ACC. I mean, teams finish 8-8 in the ACC and get in the tournament. And, you know, and that has happened with Florida State before. And I wrote this the other day. They're really playing for seeding. The more wins you get in the ACC, the higher that seeding is going to be when they make that announcement in early March.
Tom DeAngelo is a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post. Tom, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Anytime.